Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being with me. Bob Fisher, Robert J. Fisher, CFP, Certified Financial Planner, is with us. He's the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. Bob, you got a lot of other things going on, too. You're teaching and doing a bunch of other things. Tell us how we can find you and a little bit about some of the things that you do.
Well, you can go to the Virginia Thinking Institute's website. It's www.virginiathinkinginstitute.com.
Okay.
And my blog's there, and you can find out about my book, The Naked Portfolio Manager, which is, of course, a good example of provocation anyway. And so there's my blogs and my writings, and you can find out about my classes. And I do travel to teach, too.
Right. So, all right. So check that out, folks. Okay, we're talking about lateral thinking. We're talking about thinking laterally. We're talking about when you teach this to students, is there any difference in the way that the male students respond to this and the female students respond? Do you see any difference there?
I don't see any difference at all. I've taught it to business women. I've taught it to businessmen.
Mm-hmm. So men and women equally take to this lateral thinking, which is interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, because absolutely, both men and women have patterns in their thinking and in ways in which they go about making, coming up with decisions and drawing conclusions and looking for solutions. And when we can, basically disrupt those patterns with one of these radical techniques, like I say, if it's not broken, break it and see where that leads you.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is you come up with just a whole host of new ideas. And, then there's ways to process those ideas that turn them into very usable ideas that make sense in your business.
Well, my friend Joe Barker, the great futurist who did so much work on the concept of paradigms, would like this, because he would say that when you build a paradigm, when you establish paradigms, you find out how to be successful behind those paradigms. You make it work behind those paradigms, which is okay as long as those paradigms are valid. But whenever they shift, whenever there's a shift, those paradigms become invalid. And if you aren't prepared to make the shift with it, then you're gonna wind up, you're gonna be unsuccessful. You're gonna fail. And so what you're talking about
is General Motors failed.
That's exactly right. And so you're talking about basically, knocking the paradigms away, and at least for a while, looking at things differently. And I like that. So talk to us about another entry point. What's another entry tool for lateral thinking?
Well, one of the tools is called challenge. And the wonderful thing about challenge is that with challenge, it doesn't have to be broken. But what you do is you go through a series of steps to see if you can come up with new ideas. And in fact, in the 1970s, what happened is the American automakers were saying, well, it's not broken, don't fix it, whereas the Japanese automakers were saying, how can we make it better?
Right.
And so anything can be challenged, and what you find frequently is that you're doing things because you've always done them that way, and there's a better way to do them.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, that's exactly right. And what you're saying is, you're saying build an environment, establish a place, a time, a meeting, a gathering, where any kind of challenge, any kind of provocation, any kind of random thought is okay to bring up, and the team is expected to sort of run with that.
Yes, we call this green hat thinking. And what happens is when you say, okay, under the protection of the green hat, in other words, I'm going to put the green hat on So, guys, I'm going to say something silly, mm-hmm. and, you know, to see where it leads us. And don't criticize me because I'm wearing the green hat now.
So this would be a way of typically what I was thinking was doing this only in a special setting, a called meeting, a called strategy meeting, that kind of thing. But you're saying you could be out in the operation of the business and everybody's scratching their heads, and you could call a green hat moment and work on it right there.
Absolutely. It becomes a culture of the company. It becomes a culture of creativity.
Right.
And you know, it allows you to do those things.
Mm-hmm. Well said, Bob. Thanks for the good instruction, the good information. Give us the website again, please.
It's www.virginiathinkinginstitute.com.
Check it out, folks. The book is called The Naked Portfolio Manager. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Robert J. Fisher, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I will, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.